Everybody's watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, but is there something we're all missing? According to Dr. Patrick Juanes, yes. Dr. Patrick Juanes is a relationship expert, behavior expert. You can find him online at patrickjuanes.com. What are we missing?
Everyone's talking about the fact, is he to blame? Is she to blame? Is he the victim? Is she the victim? And everyone misses the most important lesson for each and every one of us. They bring out the worst in each other. And that's what you have to look at in your relationship or who you're dating. Look for people that bring out the best in you, not the people that trigger your issues, your insecurities, your anger, your unresolved pain. Look for people that bring out the best in you. They brought out the worst in each other. And even their relationship counselor said they are mutually abusive. And she quoted Johnny Depp saying to her, "Oh, Amber Heard gives it as good as she gets." That means he abuses her, she abuses him back. And this isn't just romantic. This can be business, this can be friendships, it can be colleagues. Stay away from people who bring out the worst in you.
It's interesting.
That makes sense, right? We've all got that friend that, you know, when we go out with them, we get a little bit too crazy, right? And with a relationship, if it's just going to lead to problems, you can kind of see that coming.
Go to the people that bring out the best in you, where you feel you expand and you become more excited and you feel heard and seen and understood and validated. Don't go to the person that triggers your insecurities unless you say, "Oh, I'm going to use this as a lesson. Let me go to therapy for the next 10 years or whatever."
What are some red flags?
That's what happened with...
I think there was an attraction and there was a love if they were married. Well, so like, what went wrong and what didn't they see that, you know, when they were getting into that relationship?
Right. Clearly, they had a hot streak for each other. No question about it. But it's destructive. You know, everybody on the outside can see that.
It's very simple. I wrote an article on emotional vampires, and there are five types of emotional vampires. And it comes down to one thing. When you're with this person, what do you feel? What do you sense in your body? I'm sure you've all experienced this with all different types of people. When you're with your partner, how do you feel? What happens in your body? Do you get anxious? Do you feel scared? Do you feel small? Do you feel afraid to talk? Or do you feel comfortable? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel open? Do you feel safe to speak, to communicate, to express yourself? As soon as you see those signs where you are feeling agitation, tension in your body, you're afraid to speak, you feel small, your heart's racing, but not in a good way, walk away. Get away. You're not going to change the other person. And Raven, I think you're a guru. You said this in another interview we did, which is, you know, you can't control anyone else.
You really can't.
Stop trying to change other people. Stop trying to control other people. There's only one person you can change and control. That's yourself. And even that's really challenging.
Right.
So don't try to change other people.
Dr. Patrick Juanes, find him online at patrickjuanes.com.